Application-Oriented College English Course, Book 3.
应用型大学英语综合教程第三册，由上海交通大学电子音像出版社录制出版。
Unit 1, Part 1, Language Skills Development. 1. Starter.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer for each question you hear. Hello, Mr. Jobs. Can I have an interview with you about your speech?
Sure.
Can you tell your story to us again?
Just as what I said. My biological mother was a young, unwed college graduate, and she decided to put me up for adoption. However, neither of my parents who adopted me went to college. My biological mother agreed at last after they promised that someday I would go to college.
Your parents did do what they had promised. They sent you to college.
Yes, I went to Reed College 17 years later.
But you didn't graduate from college. Can you tell us why you dropped out?
Okay. I dropped out 6 months after I started my studies in Reed College. On the one hand, the tuition was so expensive that all my parents' savings were being spent on my tuition. On the other hand, I could not see the value of attending college, so I dropped out.
What do you think of your decision of dropping out?
Just as I mentioned in my speech, that was probably one of the best decisions I ever made. Since I had dropped out of Reed College, I took a calligraphy class and learned about serif and sans-serif typefaces, which were designed into the Mac 10 years later. Otherwise, personal computers might not have the wonderful typography that they do.
We learn a lot from your story. Thanks for granting my interview.
2. Text. The story of Steve Jobs.
This is the text of the commencement address by Steve Jobs, CEO of Apple Computer and of Pixar Animation Studios at Stanford University, delivered on June the 12th, 2005.
I am honored to be with you today at your commencement from one of the finest universities in the world. I never graduated from college. Truth be told, this is the closest I've ever gotten to a college graduation. I dropped out of Reed College after the first 6 months, but then stayed around as a drop-in for another 18 months or so before I really quit. So, why did I drop out? It started before I was born. My biological mother was a young, unwed college graduate student, and she decided to put me up for adoption. She felt very strongly that I should be adopted by college graduates. So everything was all set for me to be adopted at birth by a lawyer and his wife. Except that when I popped out, they decided at the last minute that they really wanted a girl. So my parents, who were on a waiting list, got a call in the middle of the night asking, "We have an unexpected baby boy. Do you want him?" They said, "Of course." My biological mother later found out that my mother had never graduated from college and that my father had never graduated from high school. She refused to sign the final adoption papers. She only relented a few months later when my parents promised that I would someday go to college. This was the start in my life. And 17 years later, I did go to college, but I naively chose a college that was almost as expensive as Stanford. And all of my working-class parents' savings were being spent on my college tuition. After 6 months, I couldn't see the value in it. I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life, and no idea how college was going to help me figure it out. And here I was, spending all of the money my parents had saved their entire life. So I decided to drop out and trusted that it would all work out okay. It was pretty scary at the time, but looking back, it was one of the best decisions I ever made. The minute I dropped out, I could stop taking the required classes that didn't interest me, and begin dropping in on the ones that looked far more interesting. It wasn't all romantic. I didn't have a dorm room, so I slept on the floor in friends' rooms. I returned Coke bottles for the 5-cent deposits to buy food with, and I would walk the 7 miles across town every Sunday night to get one good meal a week at the Hare Krishna temple. I loved it, and much of what I stumbled into by following my curiosity and intuition turned out to be priceless later on. Let me give you one example. Reed College at that time offered perhaps the best calligraphy instruction in the country. Throughout the campus, every poster, every label on every drawer was beautifully hand-calligraphed. Because I had dropped out and didn't have to take the normal classes, I decided to take a calligraphy class to learn how to do this. I learned about serif and sans-serif typefaces, about varying the amount of space between different letter combinations, about what makes great typography great. It was beautiful, historical, artistically subtle, in a way that science can't capture, and I found it fascinating. None of this had even a hope of any practical application in my life. But 10 years later, when we were designing the first Macintosh computer, it all came back to me, and we designed it all into the Mac. It was the first computer with beautiful typography. If I had never dropped in on that single course in college, the Mac would have never had multiple typefaces or proportionally spaced fonts. And since Windows just copied the Mac, it's likely that no personal computer would have them. If I had never dropped out, I would have never dropped in on this calligraphy class, and personal computers might not have the wonderful typography that they do. Of course, it was impossible to connect the dots looking forward when I was in college, but it was very, very clear looking backwards 10 years later. Again, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something. Your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. This approach has never let me down, and it has made all the difference in my life.
New words.
Commencement.
Animation.
Quit.
Biological.
Unwed.
Adoption.
Adopt.
Relent.
Naively.
Scary.
Stumble.
Intuition.
Calligraphy.
Calligraph.
Serif.
Sans serif.
Typeface.
Typography.
Historical.
Artistically.
Fascinating.
Proportionally.
Font.
Gut.
Destiny.
Karma.
Proper nouns.
Steve Jobs.
Stanford University.
Pixar Animation Studios.
Reed College.
Hare Krishna.
Macintosh.
6. Practice. Listening.
Listen to a story and fill in the blanks.
Blessing or bane? Near China's northern borders lived a man well-versed in the practices of Taoism. His horse, for no reason at all, got into the territory of the northern tribes. Everyone commiserated with him. "Perhaps this will soon turn out to be a blessing," said the man. After a few months, his horse came back, leading a fine horse from the north. Everyone congratulated him. "Perhaps this will soon turn out to be a cause of misfortune," said the man. Since he was wealthy and kept good horses, his son became fond of riding and eventually broke his thigh bone falling from a horse. Everyone commiserated with him. "Perhaps this will soon turn out to be a blessing," said the man. 1 year later, the northern tribes started a big invasion of the border regions. All able-bodied young men took up arms and fought against the invaders, and as a result, around the border, 9 out of 10 men died. This man's son did not join in the fighting because he was crippled. And so both the boy and his father survived. Part 2. Language in use. 1. Dialogue. Computer repairs. A customer has bought a new computer, but she is having a lot of trouble with it. She is now calling computer technical support for help. Read and listen to the dialogue. Choose the best answer to each question according to the dialogue.
Hello, and thank you for calling computer technical support. How can I help you?
Yeah, I bought one of your laptop computers about 3 weeks ago, but it just isn't working properly.
Well, sorry to say, but your computer is no longer under warranty. It ran out yesterday.
What? A 3-week warranty?
Yes, I'm afraid so. What's the problem?
Well, first of all, the machine always freezes and has crashed at least a zillion times.
Madam.
And I think the computer's infected with spyware and the big banana Trojan virus. That's my biggest concern.
Madam.
And plus, there are a ton of pre-installed third-party applications that just clutter the computer. I'm at my wit's end trying to get this thing working.
Madam, I have to put you on hold.
What?
It's going to take us a minute or so to diagnose the problems. I'm going to transfer you to our technician.
Thank you for waiting. Your call is important to us. You are number 84 in the queue. Your approximate waiting time is 2 hours 17 minutes or whenever we get around to answering your call.
New words.
Warranty.
Zillion.
Clutter.
Queue.
2. Pair work at the computer repair shop.
Reference answer.
Welcome, sir. How may I help you?
I bought a computer days ago, but it just isn't working right.
Is your computer still under warranty?
Yes. Here you are. It is a 6-month warranty.
Oh, good. It is valid. Then how is the computer working these days?
It's overheating and works in a funny way.
Well, I'll diagnose the problem. It will only take minutes.
10 minutes later.
It has a kind of Trojan virus. Have you installed the antivirus software?
Yes, I bought one at the street stall. It was cheap there.
Well, the software is cheap, but the damage it has caused is costly. It is wise to buy those authorized software.
Okay, thank you.
3. Text. iPads in the classroom.
iPads in the classroom. The introduction of the iPad, with its easy-to-manipulate touchscreen technology, has allowed even very young children to take advantage of a computer. Its portable format and fast load-up time has made it possible for them to be used easily in the classroom. The iPad in the classroom brings education to life. Children have endless access to valuable information such as a dictionary and thesaurus, which previously were only available in printed format. Interactive technology makes learning more engaging and memorable. Tools such as audio and video recorders can change the way that learning takes place and homework is completed. So what if all children in a school were given an iPad to use in class and take home with them? Anne Laurie, assistant head teacher at Mounts Bay Academy in Cornwall, works in a school where every child, teacher and teaching assistant is given a 3 iPad to use in and out of lessons. For her, the main advantage of everyone having an iPad has been the improvement in communication. Documents can be emailed straight over to colleagues during a meeting. Children submit their homework by email or through the school's virtual learning environment. Teachers now take the register using their iPads, which means that there is a centralize the record of which children are in school and which classroom they're in that every teacher has access to. The use of iPads has encouraged greater sharing of resources among teachers. All communication with parents is now done by email. Working as a group in class is much easier as children can share documents. Children who previously did not have access to the internet at home are given the same opportunities as their peers. The whole class can look at one child's work by attaching the iPad to the interactive whiteboard. If a child has forgotten their textbook, the teacher can take a photograph of the relevant page and send it to the student in class. Anne Laurie says the pupils learn more efficiently with the iPad as they get instant feedback. In the past, they would do their homework and then submit it, and a few days later, I would give it back and we would go over it. This time delay means that they have often forgotten what they have written or why they chose to write it like that. With the iPad, they can receive immediate feedback from interactive tools and quizzes, which means they find out straight away if they have got something right. Using online dictionaries means they're able to check their work before they submit it. It doesn't do the work for them. It helps them to work it out for themselves. Anne Laurie teaches French, and access to the cultural resources available on the internet enriches her lessons and puts the work into context. There are three interactive resources on the internet talking about holidays and special cultural events. A-level students can access French newspapers and videos, giving them ready access to materials in the target language. Jen Foster teaches English at Enfield County School in North London. In her school, all the teachers are provided with a laptop, but only a select few have been given iPads. She does not believe that all the children in the school should be given iPads. All the teachers should be given one, but not the students. I just can't see how it would work with the kids. So much hardware goes missing in schools as it is. Who would maintain them? Who would update them? Breakage and loss is a problem at Mounts Bay Academy. In a class of 25, there are always a handful of the children who don't have their iPads with them, either because they are being repaired, have been forgotten, or they are waiting for a replacement. Mount Bay has a technical team on site who maintain the iPads and sort out any problems. There are weekly clinics that students can go to when they have technical problems with their iPads. They're insured against loss or damage, but the students have to pay £50 excess for any repairs or a replacement. While the use of the iPad in schools has revolutionized the way children are taught, it hasn't completely replaced more traditional methods of teaching. Worksheets are still used in class, as some children prefer the contact with paper. The children all have a textbook and exercise books. In Anne Laurie's school, parents were concerned that the iPads would replace exercise books and children would lose handwriting skills. Anne Laurie says, "The iPad is an extra. It does not replace printed materials. The teachers are not ready to let go of the traditional style of teaching. We have welcomed the iPads in so much as they help communication and widen the resources available, but we are not ready to let go of paper yet. The children themselves still value their exercise books and rely on them for revision."
New words.
Manipulate.
Portable.
Thesaurus.
Available.
Engaging.
Straight.
Submit.
Register.
Attach.
Enrich.
Provide.
Select.
Breakage.
Weekly.
Ensure.
Revolutionize.
Extra. Proper nouns.
Anne Laurie.
Jen Foster.
Mounts Bay Academy.
Cornwall.
Enfield County School.